KVCR's Lillian Vasquez talks to Maz Jobrani. He is an actor, a comedian, a panelist on NPR's quiz show Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and he soon will be performing in the Inland Empire.
I spoke with Maz Jobrani about his unique entrance into show business. Though his parents dissuaded him from being an actor, Maz pushed forward.
When I was in my 20s, mid-20s, and decided to do this, it really was this thing that I had decided. I wasn't asking them. I wasn't trying to please anyone. Because you realize you only live once.
Right.
And I had a day job at an advertising agency, and there was an older gentleman there named Joe Ryan, and he was in his 60s at the time, and I was 26. And he saw me do a little bit of acting, and he goes, "You're funny. Have you thought about doing this?" And I said, "You know, Joe, so many times in my life I've thought about doing this, and I keep putting it off." I said, "I'm going to try and save up some money and go after it when I'm 30. And he goes, "Listen," he goes, "I'm in my 60s right now, and there was things I wanted to do that I never got around to doing it. So if you really want to do it, do it." And it was a light bulb moment, and I did it. I went to my mom. I said, "Listen, I'm going to get out of this day job eventually in the advertising, and I'm going to go do this acting 100%. And she was very worried for me because originally she had said lawyer. Then I had actually taken a little turn and was going to become a professor, which that freaked her out already because she thought there's no jobs for professors. I don't know how she knew about the job market for professors, but that's just how she felt. And then when I told her I want to be an actor, she said, "Listen, you did not become a lawyer. You did not become a professor." She goes, "At least become a mechanic."
Huh.
And I said, "Wait a minute, how'd you go from lawyer to where'd mechanic get into this?" And she goes, "You know, because we came from a revolution." And she goes, "Listen, if there's ever a revolution in America, you can go to other countries and be a mechanic. But if you're an actor, no one needs an actor. You're not going to be an actor in Argentina, you know, if the revolution comes." And so I realized she was going under this mentality of there's a revolution coming, so learn a skill.
Right.
And I thought to myself, "My God, I've been listening to this lady all along. What was I thinking?"
Let's talk about your material. What do you like to include in your stand-up?
You know, someone asked me one time, what are you talking about these days? And I said, I take on political issues, social issues, and my kids.
Mm.
So if people come out, they have young kids, or, you know, if they've had kids, they will relate to a lot of the stuff I'm going through. You know, modern-day parenting is such a overwhelming thing versus when we were much younger. I don't recall my parents reading books on raising us or even feeling guilty not spending time with us. And now I talk about it on stage about how not only do we spend time all the time in the world with our kids, but also now schools have found ways to trick parents to come to school. So every day is a new day, you know, daddy day, mommy day, daddy donut day, mommy hot dog day, grandpa day, grandma day. So it can be very overwhelming parenting these days. And then obviously being of Iranian descent, I talk a lot about the politics of Trump and what's going on in this current world and current environment. And so I think there's a little something for everyone when they come out to the show, because I talk to the audience a lot too. I try to work the audience into the act a little bit.
Oh.
And I've always been happy recently where I've been able to bring together a pretty eclectic group of people, different backgrounds ethnically and age-wise. So it's always, that's fun for me.
Maz Jobrani will perform at the Ontario Improv Comedy Club September 14th through the 16th. For KVCI News, I'm Lillian Vasquez.